I got a confession to make as we start the best 5 minutes of the day with Jason Kanz. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, yeah, I got a bit of a competitive streak running in me. I mean, I'm no Michael Jordan or Brett Favre, but, you know, once your Wordle streak stopped at, what, 430?
Yeah, something like that.
I thought, wow. I mean, it's kind of like the Karate Kid, except Wordle version. Like, you're my teacher. You've taught me rates and pound and flick are the words you should start
now
with.
Now you just gave away my strategy. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, well, we're sharing.
Right.
We're sharing.
Sharing is caring. Go ahead.
And so I was doing just fine through about 48. That was my longest streak ever. And probably an element of, I mean, I was enjoying being ahead of you with a Wordle streak because yours had ended.
Sure.
And then yesterday it happened, the same thing that's happened today, which I tried those words. I found some of the letters, none of them probably in the right place. And I set it aside until later. And those are the famous last words.
Yeah, because then you don't come back to it.
Right. I had a physical yesterday. I went back to work. I mean, it was just still recovering from the OneFest weekend. The most painful thing is last night, I actually went and did the other New York Times games, like the mini and the connections, thinking that, oh, I was just as good as I'd been the previous 48 days. And I found out this morning, like, you know, initially you just think this has got to be a mistake.
But it's painful.
I know.
That's painful because you're not going out on having a wrong word. It's because it was an oversight.
I'm sure you don't remember what the word was yesterday, because why would you?
I don't remember what it was. I think it was kind of tough yesterday, but I don't. I think it took me 5 to get it yesterday.
It was tough enough that I couldn't get it first.
Oh.
Anyhow,
that hurts me.
And now I'm still in processing. I know what the first letter is, but I'm still working out today. So
sure.
All right. And, you know, now it just came to me what it could possibly be. Okay. All right. So that's my confession there. So, wow, Chippewa Valley is popular. You got Kamala Harris, we've known for a while, is coming with her running mate. We're going to find out today. I think it probably her running mate's going to be Governor Shapiro, but it could be Minnesota's Governor Tim Walz, huh?
Yeah, you know, I've seen people confidently say it could be Walz, and I've seen people confidently say it could be Shapiro. And I honestly have no idea.
Yeah.
You know, I think I know who the wise choice is, but I really don't know who she'll pick.
Hugh Hewitt, who's a Trump backer and is on the right. I mean, he was saying this morning, using a colorful, saying that she for sure should pick Shapiro. So anyhow, he's been saying that ever since Shapiro was elected governor. He said he's going to be somebody's running mate or something. So anyhow. Huh. But Tim Walz is good too, I think. So,
I think strategically Shapiro's the smarter choice, but I really like Tim Walz as well.
If the Democrats, you've lost Pennsylvania to Trump the last two times, you got to win Pennsylvania, right?
Right. Yeah. Yep. For sure.
Because I can tell you this political fact, that the Republicans hadn't won Pennsylvania since '84 prior to the last two elections.
Wow! Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. There you go. I'm showing off now. All right.
You are.
Thank you to Cody, who had a nice message for us on the Wake Up Show page.
Yeah, that was really neat to see. Mm-hmm. Again, we've said repeatedly, just really loving the feedback we get from people. So.
And I liked what he said there about just the whole idea of Ludio has been helpful to him. Love up, down, in, out.
Yep. That's a phrase that's been around for me for a while, hoping to spread that to people. Love up, down, in, out. That's really the mantra I want to live by. And I think others, like Cody, have said the same, really trying to see what does it look like to be loving in all circumstances.
So it's not angry up, down, in, out. It's love up, down, in, out.
Yeah. Or afraid up, down, in, out.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
Yep.
We need daily reminders about that. And even though, you know, for quite a while and maybe always, we're going to talk a bigger game with love than we live. I mean, it's got to start somewhere, right?
For sure. Yeah. You know, and I think that we run into that, right, where it's like, well, you're not living up to the principles you set. Well, who does?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think you're exactly right. We start somewhere and continue to strive toward that place of being as loving as Jesus was.
How about I play, following us, I think I'm going to play Mr. Rogers for a reminder of kindness, but then also I think we go a little for him, center of the mark, because that's what we're saying here is love is the center of the mark.
It is, absolutely.
And that's not just to hear my name. All right, here we go. We got Acts 5:25 and 26 today.
and that reads, then someone arrived with startling news. The men you put in jail are standing in the temple teaching the people. The captain went with his temple guards and arrested the apostles, but without violence, for they were afraid the people would stone them.
All right, here's what you say in your devotional commentary, Letters to Beloved. As they were talking, someone came and told them that the apostles were teaching again. The captain brought them to the Sanhedrin once more, but not forcefully. My apostles had no fear of accompanying the soldiers because they knew I was always with them, so they went willingly. In contrast, because he was afraid, the captain did not use force. He did not want to get stoned by the crowds. Following me, beloved, is an invitation to live without fear, which is freedom. Final thought.
Yeah, I think that last idea there, right? I mean, we really don't want to be people who operate by fear. And it seems like I see so much of that in the world. I'm certainly aware of that within myself. But to live with freedom, to live with love is really the way forward.
Perfect love casts out all fear. There it is. And may God instill that as by his spirit. Thank you, friend.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Here's an update. Some of the things we got going right now, it's ladies 11, guys 5 in terms of people we've received gifts from. Since yesterday's show ended, we heard from Rhonda in Eau Claire with a gift of 50 in the Backpack to School Challenge. Blake stepping up with a gift of $100, and that came from the wonderful city of Arkansas. Thanks, Blake. And that one was in honor of, in memory of his mom, Tammy. Also, we heard from Holly with a gift of $50, and that one coming from Elk Mound yesterday. So a lot of support for this. Karen also stepping up. The ladies be taking it to us, guys. Karen from Hixton with a gift of $50. And then we got our first $500, and this fits the $500 challenge from Paul and Nicole in Willard, who said if three people give $500 or more in the Backpack to School Challenge, they'll give $500, and Alan is the first to step up with that in Elk Mound. So thanks so much, Alan. That brings us, by my calculation, to $2,000 in listener gifts. So that's going to be fantastic to greet Caleb with that this morning here at WWIB. But the guys are trailing 11 to 5. Don't forget about my Little More Challenge. Whatever you gave last year or the year before, if you would match that and give maybe just a little more, that would be great. Or if you've never given before, whatever you gave would be more than you have. So thanks in advance for whatever you're able to do. Check out that banner. Click on it at the top of WIB.com. All right, birthdays, birthdays, birthdays. Hear all about them here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. And we always like to begin things off by seeing what the listener line has to say. And don't you know, Birthday Bob is at it again. Man, the guy must not sleep. Just keep a track of birthdays. Happy birthday to an amazing brother from another mother, friend and promise keeper. Enjoy your special day, Darren from Barron. And he's got, he sent a firework picture for you here, Darren. So he must love you a lot. So, all right. Thank you, Bob. I've been sending Bob Bart Starr pictures because he's a great Packer fan and Bar Star fan. I've come across a couple, and once you start doing that on Facebook, then they just feed you with Bar Star pictures. So, and I did finally see, I didn't watch Family Night, but I did just see the kid with the catching the three footballs, Ramirez. That was really cool. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? You're live on WWIB.
Hi, my name is Dennis Robinson.
Yeah, Dennis.
And I want to tell you that today is my grandson's 15th birthday. His name is Mark Robinson, and he's right here in the car with me.
Nice. And where are you guys at?
We're taking him to work right now, so we're just north of Barron.
Oh, where does he work?
He's helping his dad today work for Cornerstone Concrete.
Okay. Fantastic. Well, give me his name again.
Mark Robinson.
How could I forget? Mark Robinson. Mark, you got a great name. So happy birthday.
He said thank you. I don't know if you heard.
All right. Very good. Have a great day at work. I appreciate it. All right. Grandpa phoning that in this morning on WWIB. A live birthday. All right. We got to go to Facebook and get you. Brian Wilcomb. I love that guy. He is the founder of Jesus Fit and some of the offshoot micro churches from it that include the likes of Trail Church and Book Church and more. So happy birthday to Brian. He is a great, great, great brother in the Lord. I've learned a lot from him. Michelle Marquardt, doing some great work with her her second sobriety house now for women. Happy birthday to Michelle. You have accomplished a lot, young lady. Mark Segrist, Kaylin Winiger, Shelley Pathos, and Dr. Alan Lipman, all with birthdays today here on WWIB. It's Fresh Breath Day, thank you. National Night Out, of course, and Caleb's going to be on hand at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls. I think broadcasting live after 3, but then be there 5 through 8 tonight. Hardest working man in radio. He just get some rest, dude. It's Root Beer Float Day, and we've been telling you all about what's going on with the A&W, with the Root Beer Float Day. And your 5 area A&Ws where you can check that out. So I'm just going to give them a bonus one right here because so as long as I'm mentioning, yeah, National Root Beer Float Day. Come get yours today, 2 to 8 at the A&Ws, Altoona Cadott, Withy, Spencer, and Colby. And they'll also be raising support for DAV, Disabled American Veterans. Your generosity greatly appreciated. So, yeah, got to get me one of those delicious root beer floats at A&W and the frosty mug and the whole deal.
So, again, we are thanking you for those who've responded. But as we had a little bit yesterday, a drought. We haven't seen anything since about 6:30 last night. Mm-hmm. WWIB.com, there's a red bar right at the top of the page, a big red banner that says the Backpack to School Challenge. It truly would take 60 seconds, maybe 90 seconds to give a gift there. And whatever, we have that $500 challenge out there trying to find 2 more people who would do $500 or more. But please don't let that stop you if you're saying, there's no way I could do that. But maybe you can do 25 or 50 or 100. Every gift help, every gift is needed. It is. Please respond.
We have reached the first 2,000 from listeners here over these last couple of weekdays. But we want to keep going. We need to keep going. Please don't let this be a sophomore slump weekday. Please go to WIB.com, click on that banner on top of the page, and do what you can. All right, Caleb, we need a little help. And so we've got Mama Liberia, Peggy Halverson, is in studio from Teamwork Africa. Good morning.
Good morning.
We need some help because in the Backpack to School Challenge, we were really appreciative. We heard from a number of listeners after we got off the air at 9 yesterday because the morning show does a lot of the campaigning for the Backpack to School Challenge traditionally. Rhonda, Blake, Holly, we heard from Karen and Alan, but Caleb, we've had nothing in 13 hours.
Yeah, I was just doing the math myself, too. A 13-hour drought, and what we say is, okay, so when there's a drought, maybe that just means there's a pent-up flood coming. And so that's what we would love to see, a release of God-given generosity this morning. WWIB.com/backpacks. If you can't navigate to that, just get to WWIB.com. Somehow, some way, there's a big red bar, a banner at the top of the page. It'll take you a minute, maybe a minute and a half to give a gift online there. And can we stop the negative streak of no givers? Can we start the flood of giving for these wonderful organizations, both locally and internationally? And that's what Peggy's here to talk about, is the international component of our Backpack to School Challenge.
Yeah, so just give us an idea in terms of what this meant to kids in Liberia last year. Maybe they're tired of hearing from us. They need to hear a fresh voice. So.
I just was trying to remember last year as I sent those pictures to Caleb. Just being in Liberia last year during this week and just how exciting it was for us as we were already trying to, you know, gather our Starfish kids and get their scholarships updated and get new pictures. And then to get the news that we could provide every single one of those kids with school supplies, backpacks, and shoes was exciting to our entire team. And to be able to be there while we were, you know, going to the store and getting those bundles of notebooks and all of those things, it was exciting for us, but it was so important for those children and for their caregivers, that those caregivers, whether they were grandmas or aunts or neighbors who had opened up their homes to take in extra children, that was one less burden for those caregivers to know that those children had the supplies they needed to go to school.
Again, WWIB.com, right at the top of the page, the Backpack to School Challenge, if you'd respond with a generous gift. And something stuck out to me, Peggy, from what you just said, those Starfish kids with Teamwork Africa that you say found out, that we could supply for every one of them, because how in the world would you determine who gets left out, who misses out? I mean, that's please, Lord, let that not happen, that someone would be left out on the outside looking in.
It's true. We in the past, we've had to really determine who were the kids in the greatest need and try to address their needs first. But to be able to just be like, you know what, you know, when we have our meeting and all the kids and the caregivers are there, and to say, everybody gets school supplies this year.
You're like Oprah in Liberia.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a great line.
I wish she would chip off a little bit for this, but you know what? We've got to do what we can here in Western Wisconsin.
She's got her school in South Africa, but we've got ours in Liberia. And again, Caleb and I are both refreshing our screen to try to see.
Frantically hoping someone has responded.
Yeah, hoping and praying. So we are. We are in studio today, hoping and praying, maybe even more than usual. And hoping we can hear from you in the next few minutes. We've got some great music and lyrics you can trust on the way from the likes of Tasha Layton and Tarian right now. But WIV.com, click on the banner on top of the page and put a smile on our faces here as we want to climb this mountain, this matching challenge. Off the air, we were talking about somebody who's supported and been helpful, and we know they've gone through difficult times, and yet they've been very generous with this and previously, and it kind of called to mind in terms of what Tasha Layton is. That we go through tough times, and yet for people who still give, and you know they're going through such a hard time, what an inspiration that is.
It really is. And again, we're still looking actually for our first gift since 6:35 last night, our first gift of the morning for a backpack challenge. We have a really big goal that seems like, how in the world is that going to be possible to get to that first doubling match by 9 a.m. this morning? But it all starts maybe with a trickle of generosity that can end up in a flood. And so who would be the first person this morning to say, hey, I'll respond to that. I will love and serve those in need, both locally and internationally, with this Backpack to School Challenge. Who'd be the first one to say, I can take a minute or two of my time and some of my finances to give to those in need? WWIB.com. You can't miss it, right at the very top of the page. And God works in mysterious ways, doesn't he? There's a $500 gift that just came through right now.
Excellent.
From Eau Claire, which means we are only $500 away, one $500 gift away from that challenge from Paul and Nicole from Willard, who said, we want to give $500, but we want to ask if there would be three other people who would match that. So praise the Lord. Our first gift that comes through is a big one. And I just want to put this out there, Havo, that some people would say, well, I can't do that much.
Mm-hmm.
But doing what you can, worshiping the Lord through your giving, saying, maybe I can give $10, maybe I can give $1,000.
Yeah.
But saying, I'm not going to walk away from this and say other people take care of it. I believe fully that, you know what, if it's within your power to do good, you do it. That's in scripture. And thank you, Julie, for starting us off in a big way this morning. We had to wait a long time, over 13 hours. But yeah, a couple consecutive on the list here, $500 gifts.
We've got two of those. Absolutely. We just need one more of those and we'll get the $500 from Paul and Nicole and Willard. Fantastic. National Night Out is tonight.
Yes, it is indeed. And so we're staying busy here at WWIB. Join us, the Medicine Shop, Northwestern Bank, and McDonald Area Catholic Schools tonight, 5 to 8 p.m. at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls for National Night Out. Here's what's going on. Giveaways, games, free food, drinks, and ice cream, a canine demonstration, police versus fire department dunk tank. That'll be fun. And the chance to interact, encourage, and thank our local law enforcement, fire, and EMS personnel, even if you can only come for a few minutes. I know it does so much for them when you can just thank them for what they do, how they serve us. Kids, come see WWIB and our sponsors for our great gumball giveaway. You could win a Metropolis Resort in Action City two-night ultimate stay-and-play package for five worth over $800. We're also going to have lots of free custard coupons to give away courtesy of our friends at Culver's of Lake Cali in their new location, opening in Chippewa Falls by Festival. Our coverage of National Night Out is presented by your locally owned medicine shop pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, caring beyond prescriptions. By Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. And by McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Learn more at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. It's National Night Out tonight from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls.
All right, let's do this. You know, how do you eat an elephant? They say one bite at a time. Now, who eats an elephant? But anyhow, that's the saying. And so we're at $2,500 total. $5,200 is the matching, so we're not even to halfway. I mean, we got to have some kind of a bite-sized chunk. Like, how about if we try to get to 4,000 by 8 o'clock? That's 13 minutes. Can we get to 4,000 by 8 o'clock? I know that's still really ambitious, but, you know.
You never know. Marcy from Bloomer just said that she'd pledge $100, too.
Right.
So, again, let's chip away at this. WWIB.com/backpacks, big red bar right at the top of the page, WWIB.com for our Backpack to School Challenge.
Yeah, that puts us at the halfway point with Marcy, so thanks so much to her. And National Night Out, not the only special thing going on today. All right, after about a 13-hour drought in terms of support for the Backpack to School Challenge, some great gifts this morning, Caleb.
Yes, thank you so much to Julie from Eau Claire, a $500 gift. And again, Paul and Nicole from Willard had that challenge out there saying, we want to give $500, but could we spur others on toward love and good deeds and generosity? Mm-hmm. Could we find three other people who would do that? And so far, we've had two of those three, so we just need one more to meet their challenge, their $500 challenge. One more person, individual, family, who would give that. So thank you so much to Julie and Marcy from Bloomer with a $100 gift as well. So the drought has stopped, and now let's have the flood start.
Now you're going to have a set up here with Peggy in a second, but I got to say a couple of things. We're at the halfway point, 26. So before I get to 4,000, let's get to 3,000. Let's do that as soon as we can before 8 o'clock for sure. We got to get to $3,000. But here's the thing. In the gals versus the guys, those gifts are both from the ladies this morning, Julie and Marcy. That means the women are leading 13 to 5.
Guys.
I know, guys.
We're thankful for all of them, of the gifts.
We are.
Ladies, extend your lead. But guys, fellas, let's step up a little bit here. We have a wonderful lady in the studio here, Peggy Halverson from Teamwork Africa. Again, Valley Vineyard Church, We Care Eau Claire, and Teamwork Africa, the three organizations benefited by this Backpack to School Challenge. And you were telling us, Peggy, how last year you were actually, as this drive was going on, you were in Liberia, mm-hmm. West Africa. And we got to thinking a little bit off the air here. As Mike Hull from Valley Vineyard Church, he talked about children who've never seen anything new before. They didn't know what tags on an item were. And he talked about these precious little ones who are going through their backpacks and school supplies like it was Christmas morning. They were just so, so grateful. And it got me thinking, in Liberia, if that's how it can be with children in need here who are in such tough circumstances that getting pens and pencils feels like Christmas morning, what is it like for a child in Liberia when you give them those things?
Well, I was just thinking about that. So when we do our Starfish Kids Day in Liberia, we take new photos of all our kids and reapply them for their scholarship. And so we always take a picture of them with their name, and then we take a portrait of them for their sponsorship card. But last year with the new school supplies, every single kid wanted their picture taken with their school supplies. So they're like, look, I have notebooks and pens. And so instead of worrying about their, formal portrait or whatever, I'm like, okay, you guys...
There's so much joy.
Yeah, it was really funny. So if you are a Starfish Kids sponsor, you'll see your sponsorship card with your little kiddo with their school supplies.
That's wonderful.
And Caleb, it gets me thinking too. There's a saying that I learned when we were in Liberia, and they would just come up to you sometimes and say, "You are my Christmas."
Wow.
Or sometimes "You are my birthday," but "You are my Christmas" stands out, which means like, is there anything you could give me for Christmas? I mean, there is just that position of dependence, you know?
Tanya from Ladysmith just gave a gift of $100 at WWIB.com/backpacks. Thank you so much, Tanya.
Fantastic, except the ladies now lead 14 to 5. But again,
the ladies keep rolling.
But, we're sports-minded and competitive and men, so.
They do those competitions in the churches in Liberia, too.
That's true, they do. They do the same exact thing, the men against the women in the church for giving.
Peggy Halverson joining us from Teamwork Africa. And again, thank you so much. Please keep responding as we're talking here at WWIB.com, big red bar at the top of the page. Peggy, for those who aren't familiar, so we keep saying Starfish Kids, could you talk a little bit about the name there, too? Because it's making a difference, for one.
When I went to Liberia the first time, I was completely overwhelmed with the needs. And I knew that God was calling me to do something, but I also knew that I had to keep focused on what I was able to do. And so I thought about the Starfish Kids, the Starfish story. It's a story about a little kid who was walking along the beach after a bunch of Starfish Kids had washed up on the shore and was throwing them back into the water one by one. And an older person came up to him and asked him what he was doing and told him he was wasting his time because he couldn't help. There's no way he could throw all the starfish back.
And we've got an update.
We do indeed. So we told you about Paul and Nicole who had a $500 challenge. So they said, we want to give $500. We've been really moved hearing about the Backpack to School Challenge. And Paul was saying, I remember he said early on in my kids' lives when we were in need. He said things like Angel Tree and backpack giveaways, he said that was a blessing that we needed at that time. And now he said, as God has put me in a better financial position, things that matter are what I want to give to. And he said, this matters. And so he said his wife, Nicole, and himself would like to give $500, but they would be looking for three other people to match what they're doing. three other $500 or more gifts. And so, again, we had two people respond to that already. And then we just took a call a few moments ago from a listener who wanted to remain anonymous but said, I'm going to put a check in the mail for $500 so you can get to that goal.
Fantastic.
Praise the Lord for that. What an encouragement.
Beyond that, then, that puts us at $3,700. So we cleared that $3,000. Again, this is just from the listeners in response to the $5,200 initially from our sponsors that we want to match and then even, you know, match again. But Ben and Crystal stepping up, pledging support for $150 in Chippewa Falls. And then also we hear from Heather and her gift, very generous as well. From Altoona for $250.
Yes, thank you so much for those wonderful gifts. And Ben and Crystal mentioned they give their gift, again, $150, so $50 for each of their three girls. And they say that they their prayer is that these girls will have generous hearts and love like Christ loved.
Well, I tell you, it's a great start when you've got parents who are that way. So, Peggy, what's your reaction as the one who is here on behalf of Teamwork Africa and the kids in Liberia?
I'm overwhelmed. Like, it's so excited to be here as these announcements are coming in. I was thinking, too, as a mom and during the season of buying school supplies, and I was thinking about what a wonderful opportunity it is to be an example of thinking about others when you go out and buy your school supplies for your own children. And then, like, this generous couple did, or mom did, where she's like, hey, not only am I going to provide, you know, get school supplies for my own kids, but I want my children, my girls to know that we're going to help some kids in need, both local and overseas, with their school supplies too. It's just such an awesome opportunity to be a great example of giving.
Yeah.
So we got to keep it going. Here's the deal. I got us at $4,100 here unofficially. That is $1,100. Caleb, this morning when I said, let's get to the matching after we were at 2,000 for 13 hours, I thought I was losing faith. But right now, we're $1,100 away from matching our generous business sponsors.
I mean, again, we're seeing the peak of the mountain that we're, that first mountain that we're trying to climb.
Right.
And we're seeing the horizon that, like, this could be done. This could be done by 9 a.m., God willing. And it starts with you, friend, listening right now, wwib.com/backpacks, that big red bar right at the top of the page at wwib.com. It starts with you. And I'm talking through the radio to you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who you is, but the Lord knows and you know. It starts with you and saying, I'm not going to let this opportunity to be generous pass me by. I want that joy that comes from giving unselfishly, from giving to those who can never thank me, who can never repay me. I want to reflect the God who's given more than anyone ever could, the ultimate giver, knowing we can never outgive him. I know that's a theme that I've heard so many times, mentioned so many times, but we're reflecting his generosity when we give.
Mm-hmm.
And man, we love because he first loved us. We give because he gave first to us. And we can only hope to echo his goodness in the way that we respond to things like this. Well, it's National Night Out tonight all across the country, and locally we're focused on 5 to 8 p.m. at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls. Cannot wait for this. We love being part of this event each and every year. And the man who spearheads it, puts it together, Investigator Ryan Bowie from the Chippewa Falls Police Department, is on the air with us right now. Good morning, Officer Bowie. How are you?
Pretty good. Thank you for having me.
National Night Out. I mean, a lot going on tonight. Give us kind of an overview as we invite as many people as possible in and around Chippewa to show up at the fairgrounds.
You bet. So it's a huge event. It's an event that's been going on for the last, you know, 6 to 7 years, and it's been getting bigger every year. So, you know, first off, it's free. It's a free event for all families, free food, free ice cream, free root beer. There's water. And it's just a great night for emergency services, law enforcement, fire, EMS, to just be out and be present with the community, to continue to build that rapport with families and children alike.
Investigator Ryan Bowie from the Chippewa Falls Police Department joining us again 5 to 8 p.m. at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds National Night Out. There's so many things going on, like the police versus fire department dunk tank. Kevin's juggling balloons will be there, all the free food, so many exhibitors, and the canine demonstration. What do you see people enjoying the most? I mean, there's so many different things, but what's been the biggest hit, do you think, in recent years, or what do you think might be the biggest hit this year?
The dunk tank wars.
Yeah.
it's something we've heard throughout this whole year. And that's the fun thing about this community that we are fortunate to be part of. We have so much support, and you know, we get asked all the time throughout the year about dunk tank wars, and we try to make it bigger and better every year. We add more officers, more firefighters in there, and that's always a crowd pleaser.
What does it mean to make the connections with kids and even adults in something that you're not being pulled over for a speeding ticket? Not that I would know that feeling, but what is that?
No, great question. So, you know, it's one of those things that we want to show the community, show families and children that our officers, our firefighters, our EMS personnel, we're just people too. You know, we're families too. I have a wife, I have two boys, and you know, it's just something we're just like everybody else. And you know, we in our profession, you know, there's unfortunate times when we get called to families' homes, and it might not be for the best case scenario, it might not be the best circumstance, but we want to make tonight a night that, you know, families and children know officers, not only by, you know, oh, that's an officer, or that's Officer Bowie, you know, his name is Ryan. So I think that's the biggest thing with this event every year, and it goes around nationwide, right? National Night Out, and it's just our part for our community. You know, we're fortunate enough to have sponsorships and partners like you, like WWIB, every year that's done a phenomenal job with us in a partnership. But, you know, whether it's the fairground staff or the other organizations, you know, this year, out of all the years that I've been part of, and this is my seventh year, this is the biggest event when it comes to organizations being involved. You know, we have 30 plus organizations that are going to be there, set up with their own booths, with their own kids games for children and prizes. It's going to be quite something.
Well, Ryan, we're looking forward to seeing you tonight, my friend. You put in so much work for months and months and months putting this together, and we're honored to be a part of it. 5 to 8 p.m. tonight, Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls. We'll see you there.
Awesome. We'll see you there.
All right, we do have a breaking news update this morning. As the Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris, multiple reports say she has picked Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate. Tim Walz, the 60-year-old Walz, a Democrat, served in the House for 12 years before being elected governor of the North Star State in 2018, reelected in 2022. He presided over a lot of the difficulty in the rioting during the post-George Floyd times in 2020. He's thought to be a help to Harris in the key Midwestern battleground state. He and his wife, Gwen, have two children. Also, we can tell you that he's, a military veteran, former public school teacher. He's looking to help in the Midwest. But in choosing Walz, that means she did not take the Governor Josh Shapiro in Pennsylvania, an absolute must-win state for Democrats, as they've lost that state the last two times. So Tim Walz, the apparent pick of Kamala Harris, and they're both supposed to be in Eau Claire somewhere sometime tomorrow afternoon. So stay tuned. J.D. Vance of the Republicans also coming. WWIB. All right, back to the Backpack to School Challenge. What's the update?
Well, so we just had a call from a listener who wanted to be anonymous but said she'd like to give $50. So thank you so much for supplying a child with their backpack and school supplies, making a difference for one. As Peggy was talking about earlier, that Starfish principle, the Starfish Kids, is we've focused on them this morning for Teamwork Africa along with Valley Vineyard Church in Chippewa County, and then We Care Eau Claire. The three organizations benefited by this. And again, she wanted to remain anonymous, but she said that she's gone through some tough times financially. And she said there's someone, she's like, I think I know who it is, not for sure, but someone who's been sending her $50 each month on a fairly regular basis, knowing that she was having some financial struggles. And she said, things have gotten better now. And she said, so I had this $50 and thought, well, then I should pass that along to someone else. And what better way to do that than to help a child in need through this backpack challenge. So she said, I'm going to send that $50 that I was given to help someone else. And it was just a beautiful call to receive. So thank you so much to that wonderful listener who wanted to remain anonymous, but said, hey, I'm not going to let this opportunity to love on someone else pass me by. And that's what we're asking people to consider this morning and to help with.
You know, it calls to mind some that story from Matthew 21 about Jesus, about the one who gave the most, right, was the woman who had just some in her hand. And it's, you and I have talked about that story off air, Caleb, if not on air before. And so that one really is encouraging. Yeah.
It reminds me of the times I've been in Liberia and a student or a caregiver will come up to me and say, "Thank you so much, Sis Peggy, for what you've done for me." And I think about, I'm like, I'm not the one who did it. It was somebody back home who they've never met and they'll never know the impact that they made, but that person made the difference in the life of that child. And then they, you know, that student will say, or that mom will say, "Sis Peggy, I can never repay you for what you've done for me." And I tell them, you go and do this for somebody else. When you have the opportunity to show kindness and generosity to someone else, show the kindness you've been shown to the next person.
I think about Jason Gray, like I do so many times, some of the lyrics for his songs. And when we think about God's grace and all that we've been given in Jesus Christ, that's a debt we can never repay. But when Jason has that song saying, "A life well lived to say thank you," not to say I'll pay you back, Lord, because we never can, but to say, I want everything I do to be saying thank you for giving me that indescribable gift. And in so many different ways, and we're trying to be clear about this, to take care of your family, take care of your local church, but there are a lot of opportunities to give, and maybe it's a different cause that the Lord moves you to give toward, but maybe it's this one, whatever it is. When he prompts you, when he nudges you, please don't ignore that. Respond to that, and maybe it's this call this week. Again, we're only doing this through Friday, and we're trying to get to our first big mountaintop here and seeing that goal match, that $5,200 matched from our sponsors by 9 a.m. this morning. And we're within shouting distance of it now, Halvel. Just over $1,000 left. What, $1,050, I think.
$4,150 is where we're at. $1,050 is what we need. All right, final visit here with Peggy Halverson from Teamwork Africa. As, in fact, we've had a generous morning after a slow going for about 13 hours from 6:30 last night to about 7:30 this morning. We got some $500 gifts on top of one from Alan last night, Julie and Eau Claire, and we had a third one, Peggy, anonymously, that Caleb took the call, and that kicked in the challenge from Paul and Nicole.
Yeah,
right, in Willard, and they had said $500 if we can get three others to do it, and they did, so they're not alone. And now we're $1,050 short of that matching of the $5,200 from our generous sponsors.
Yeah, Lord willing, we'll see that happen by 9 a.m. But so again, we had a lull for 13 hours. We don't want to have another drought again, too. We want to keep this going. And asking you right now, if you'd consider going to WWIB.com as soon as you can. It's a big red bar at the top of the page. WWIB.com/backpacks, and maybe you do $50 for one child, $100 for two. Maybe you can do more than that. Maybe it's less than that. But would you consider giving a gift right now and to help us get ever closer to that first matching challenge of trying to double the $5,200 from our sponsors? And we're hoping that we could see that happen here on day four of the week and see it happen by 9 a.m.
So, Peggy, you're going to be here throughout the week, executive director with Teamwork Africa. Unlike last year when you started with us and then you were in Liberia and, because Caleb could figure things out technologically, we were able to actually talk with you live in the air from West Africa. But this year you're going to go at the end of the month. But what's your final message, at least this morning? You're going to be with us at various times throughout the week, including with your son Dawson on the drive. But what's your message here for the listeners? Here's, we're trying to get $1,050 to get to our matching goal.
Sometimes my life is just really interesting when I'm here, but my heart is in Liberia. And as I've been here this morning on with you guys on the radio, I have been getting messages from one of our staff members in Liberia who's in the market right now scoping out school supplies and asking me, so, you know, how many notebooks do we need? And we need boys and girls shoes. And so right now, right now, there are Liberians in the market shopping for school supplies for kids. And I'm here in Chippewa Falls, Hallie, you know, telling you all about the needs of the kids in Liberia and just the connection, just the feeling of being connected, that we're all in this together. So, you know, those who are living right here in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and in the listening area and our brothers and sisters in Liberia, like God sees us all. He knows us all. He loves us all.
We just have such an opportunity here to, again, tell your Teamwork Africa team members there in Liberia, I would love for you to be able to tell them, we've got a really big budget this year, even bigger than the year before, to be able to supply, again, backpacks and school supplies and shoes for so many children this year. And again, we have this local and international component to our backpack challenge here, where there's two different organizations planning to serve well over 2,000 children here locally, and a chance to serve many, many children in Liberia, West Africa as well, too. And I love that there can be something across the world where we're reaching out in love, and also right here in our communities. And I think that kind of echoes, the Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth type of the call with the gospel, because that I believe that this opens up the door, that our generosity, our kindness, our love opens up the door to our witness as well. And so that's one of the goals here this week.
All right, so she's got to go. She's on her way. She's got another appointment, so she's going to skedaddle. But nonetheless, Caleb, again, the next few minutes here, the next 23 minutes, we'd love to hear from listeners to impact kids in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, but also those on the other side of the world. Here's Rich Mullins.
Well, the other side of the world is not so far away as I thought that it was, as I thought that it was so far away. The other side of the world is not so far away, and the distance just dissolves into the love, into the love. Jerusalem won't be as easy to build as I hoped it would be, as I hoped it would be easy to build. New Jerusalem won't be so easy to build. There's many bellies to fill and many hearts to free. Gotta set them free. But I see a people who have learned to walk in faith with mercy in their hearts. Glory. Gates of hell are not as prone to prevail as I thought that they were, as I once thought they were prone to prevail. But I know that the gates of hell, they have been destined to fail. I see Satan impaled on the sword of the word, on the sword of the word. And I see the people who have learned to walk in faith with mercy in their